This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my great pleasure to have in the studio Dr. Hatham Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today. Well, Doctor, you know, we've taken our time to discuss a lot of things, and I want to take this time today to discuss the night prayer. What does Tari actually stand for at night?
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Taraweeh is the name of the night prayer that is done during Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop, as simple as this.
Okay.
So Taraweeh is a night prayer, but because at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in fact after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the time of Umar, when Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu guided people to pray together behind Ubay ibn Ka'b, who used to have a very good recitation,
right,
they used to pray four rak'ah, and in between they used to sit and relax. This process of relaxation called taraweeh. Okay, taraweeh means right. Relaxing. So then the word taraweeh became like a symbol for the night prayer. Okay. During Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
So as simple as this. So taraweeh prayer is a night prayer, and it stands for night prayer, and it is sunnah, because as we said before, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever observes prayer at night or night prayer during the month of Ramadan, he will have all his sins wiped out.
SubhanAllah.
So it is a night prayer in Ramadan that, inshallah, once we do it, we will get the virtue of prayer at night during the month of Ramadan.
SubhanAllah. Doctor, it's amazing to find out the significance of this. So how many rak'ahs do we actually pray for this taraweeh prayer?
First of all, we have to say that we have to remember that taraweeh prayer, as we just said, is just a night prayer.
Right.
And the night prayer, we need to pray at night as much as we can, generally speaking.
Mm.
And any ruling that is applied on night prayer, mm-hmm, should be applied on taraweeh, because they are the same. And you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to one of the companions who asked him about prayer at night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, twice, pray two rak'ah. And if you are afraid of the fajr time, then conclude it by one rak'ah, which is the witr.
Right.
Rak'ah. And on the other side, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray at night, and he never exceeded either 11 rak'ah in one narration. In the other narration, he never exceeded 13 rak'ah.
Right.
Okay? So the scholar said that it is salat al-layl, prayer at night, has no limitation. Why? Because of hadith Ibn Umar, the first hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed the sahabi who asked him that you can pray twice, and if you are afraid of fajr, then pray one rak'ah, conclude your prayer by one rak'ah. And they said that had the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam known that it is not allowed for the person to pray more than 10 rak'ah, more than 8 rak'ahs, or more than 11 rak'ah, or more than 13 rak'ah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have told the companion, pray as much as you can, provided that you do not exceed 13 rak'ah or you do not exceed 11 rak'ah. But the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left it open, despite him sallallahu alayhi wasallam never exceeded 13 rak'ah, it means that you can pray as many as you can. The Prophet ﷺ himself, he prayed 13 rak'ah, or he prayed 11 rak'ah. This is what the Prophet ﷺ prayed himself, because he used to pray for a long period of time. You know, in Hadith ibn Abbas, the Prophet ﷺ, when he prayed at night, or Hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the Prophet ﷺ prayed at night, he prayed, he recited Surah Al-Baqarah, and then Surah Ali Imran, and then, he recited Surah Al-Baqarah, then Surah Al-Nisa, all in one rak'ah, which is, you can say, five juzo in one rak'ah.
Yes.
Five juzo in one rak'ah. So the Prophet ﷺ used to spend long time in recitation, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ had minimum number of rak'ahs.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that we cannot exceed this number.
Yeah.
And this is the opinion of all scholars, that we can pray as much as we can.
SubhanAllah.
So the number is not a problem. We should not make it a problem.
I know, of course.
In the West or in some other countries as well, some people make it a problem. They fight over the number of rak'ahs. We should not fight. The matter is far easier than causing any kind of fitna.
Exactly.
The main point is the prayer that should draw us closer to Allah Jalla wa'ala. That is the main thing.
That's totally true. Doctor, one thing I was just going to pick up on there, when you were saying people always say we should pray this many rak'ah, we should pray this many rak'ah, and you just simply told us it doesn't matter. So don't get in an argument over this, SubhanAllah.
Yes.
You know. The next question that I want to move on to is, do we actually pray in congregation or not?
Yes, this is a good question. For Taraweeh in particular, we are allowed to pray in congregation, in Jama'ah, do it in Jama'ah. Now, some scholars said that it is Sunnah to do it in Jama'ah. Mm. Some scholars said it is allowed. Some other scholars said what is better for the person, he should do it.
Right.
So, if he finds it difficult to pray by himself, then it is good for himself to pray in congregation, because he might not pray by himself. Yeah. If he can pray by himself and it is more spiritual for him, you know, to pray by himself, and he feels the salah more and he enjoys the salah more, and it increases his iman more, then it would be better for him to pray by himself. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself prayed Taraweeh and led the people in Taraweeh prayer, although at that time it was not known as Taraweeh prayer. As we said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to observe Qiyamul Layl in general, and in particular, of course, in Ramadan, and even with more emphasis during the last 10 days of Ramadan. It was reported in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed and led the prayer one night, two nights, three nights, and then on the fourth night, he was about to come to lead the Taraweeh or the night prayer. And then the companions gathered together to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to join the salah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every time their number increased, okay? Every time their number increases. The first time they had this number, then the people started to talk, so more people came. The third night, more people came until the masjid is about to fall. So to be full. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave to lead the salah. And then the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, we were waiting for you to pray. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I was afraid to come to lead you for this salah, and then it will become obligatory upon you. So the Prophet ﷺ, he did not intend or he did not want that the night prayer, the Taraweeh prayer, becomes obligatory upon us. That's why he did not continue leading the prayer.
SubhanAllah.
So, originally speaking, the Prophet ﷺ prayed in congregation.
Right.
And he allowed the companions to pray in congregation.
Yes.
Behind him. Moreover, you know, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the very famous incident, he entered the masjid once and he saw the companions praying here and there, just individually or by themselves, or two, three people praying together. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, if we gather them together, all of them behind an imam, that would be better.
Yes.
So he gathered them all behind the Qari, Ubay ibn Ka'b. He used to have a very good recitation. So the next day, Umar ibn al-Khattab went to the masjid and he saw Ubay leading the salah. And he was very happy. And he said, oh, this is a very good new idea. Or bid'ah, but linguistically.
Yes.
So they took from this that prayer or praying Taraweeh in congregation is allowed because it has been done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, it has been done by Umar ibn al-Khattab, who was the second caliph. And you know, the second caliph, he was a pious person, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, follow my sunnah and the sunnah of who? Of the rightly guided caliphs.
Definitely.
So because of this, we can confirm that we can pray Taraweeh in congregation, no problem at all.
Mashallah.
But in the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, وَالَّتِي يَنَامُونَ عَنْهَا أَفْضَلُ. So he was happy to see the companions praying together.
Yes.
Behind Ubay ibn Ka'b. But he said that the prayer that they don't pray at the last part of the night,
okay,
is better than this.
I see.
Okay? The prayer that they don't pray at the last part of night is better than this.
Sure.
And from this, Ibn Taymiyyah took the opinion that if the person can pray by himself, and especially if he can pray at the last part of the night, and he will have more khushu', his iman will increase more.
Definitely.
It will be better for him, even if he prays by himself. However, if he finds it difficult, or he might miss it, etc., or he doesn't know much Quran, or for whatever reason, then it would be better to pray behind the imam.
SubhanAllah. Thank you so much for that, doctor. That's all we have time for right now in this part. Stay tuned. We're just going to take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to The Philosophy of Fasting. Well, as you know, we took some time before the break to talk with the doctor regarding the night prayer, which is called Taraweeh. Doctor, I want to ask you some important questions to get through to the viewers, because although this programme is for the viewers at home, it's enlightened myself. And I want to take this time to ask, Doctor, you know, if the Imam prayed, just for example, 8 rak'ah, could I pray 10 if I wanted to? What's the ruling there?
Yeah. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Yeah, this question is an extension of the number of rak'ah.
Yes.
That we need to pray.
Definitely.
To pray. Although this program is not meant to discuss fiqhi issues, but we said in the beginning, it is good to mix between the philosophy of fasting and the ruling. So
of course,
we cannot have a divorce between both of them.
Totally.
And people learn almost everything about fasting, Ramadan, and the virtues of other activities that we can do during the month of Ramadan. In answering this question, the person is allowed to pray as much as he can, and he is allowed to pray even once he leaves the imam.
Right.
So, for example, if the imam prays 11 rak'ah, and you want to extend that, you want to pray more than that, it is absolutely fine. It is not a problem at all. In fact, to be honest with you, we advise people to follow the imam. Mm. To follow the imam until the imam completes his salah.
Uh-huh.
And then if they want to increase, they can increase. Mm. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said in one of the hadith, when he led the prayer, and the Sahaba prayed behind him, until one time they said, Ya Rasulallah, لو نفلتنا باقي الليلة, it would be better, or why didn't you pray for the rest of the night?
Mm.
So the Prophet ﷺ told them that the one who prays with the imam, the one who joins the imam,
yes,
and he prays with him until the imam leaves the prayer, means until the imam completes the prayer, and then the person leaves, it will be recorded for him as if he has completed one whole night of prayer.
MashaAllah.
Okay, Mashallah. So from this, the scholar said that once that person joins the imam and prays with him and does not leave before the imam leaves, then it will be considered for him one complete night of prayer. So we advise people to follow the imam until the imam ends the salah. If a person wants to add more, yes, of course, he can add more. How to add more? You know, the imam ends his salah by witr.
Yes.
And this is the sunnah, is to end your salah by witr, as we mentioned in Hadith Ibn Umar,
definitely,
that the Prophet ﷺ said, pray twice, and then if you are afraid of fajr, then end your salah by odd number.
Yes.
So it is sunnah to pray, to finish your salah or to end your salah by praying one rak'ah.
Mm-hmm.
So if the imam ended his salah by praying one rak'ah or three rak'ah together, then what you can do is stand up before giving salam.
Right.
Stand up and pray another rak'ah, so it will become an even number.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So if the imam ended his salah by one rak'ah, you don't do taslim, you stand up and you do another rak'ah.
Right.
So it will be two rak'ah for you. What is the benefit of this? The benefit of this is that you can pray the odd rak'ah at the end of your prayer. Yani you can end your prayer by odd rak'ah. And ending prayer by odd rak'ah, by odd number, one or three, is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Definitely.
So this is the way to increase or to add more salah or more rak'ah after the imam.
Excellent. Doctor, though you may have answered this question, let's just round it up. How do you actually perform the tarawih prayer? When does it start and how do you end?
Okay, two things. First of all, what is the best for the tarawih prayer?
Mm.
Generally speaking, the best time for night prayer is the last part of the night for those people who can wake up at night. But and that's why Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed witr in all parts of the night, and the last witr he did was in the last part of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So the last witr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take place at the night, at the last part of the night.
Okay.
And from this and the other narrations, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, in Hadith Abi Huraira, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah jalla wa ala descends to the lower heaven every last part of the night.
Right.
Every, in the last part of every night. And he would say, Man yad'uni, who is making dua, I will fulfill his dua. Who is asking me anything, I will give it to him. Who is making istighfar, I will forgive him. So, because that takes place at the last part of the night, so they said it is better to have your prayer at that last part.
Right.
And also, you know, they mentioned that Allah Jalla wa Ala says, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. بالأسحار, أسحار is what? Is the last third of the night. This is Sahar. And also, you know, that Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً. They said the word تَهَجَّدْ بِهِ and تَهَجُّد means after you sleep, you wake up for night prayer. So waking up normally takes place in the last part of the night. That's why it is better to have your prayer at night at the last part or at the last third of the night.
I see.
However, if the person can't do this for whatever reason, he can pray and finish his witr before he go to bed. And you know Hadith Abi Huraira, when he said that my Khalil, my close companion, who is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advised me to do three things, and one of them is to make witr before going to bed. But generally speaking, as we said, the last part of the night is the best time to pray.
Definitely.
Now, this is generally speaking. However, when once we talk about Taraweeh, most of the masajid, they do it immediately after Isha.
Yes.
Okay. So they miss the last part of the night. And that's why, you know, the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab that we just mentioned, when the Prophet sallallahu, when Umar ibn al-Khattab himself said that this is good, this is a good idea, but the prayer that you miss at the last third of the night is better for you. Okay, you remember this hadith?
Yes, yes.
This means that the Taraweeh prayer, it would be better if it was done at the last part of the night.
Yes.
But if that is possible, that is better. If that is not possible, then the person, if he feels that he can fulfill what Umar ibn al-Khattab said by waking up at night and doing the same prayer or doing night prayer at the middle of the night or at the last third of the night, then that is good. Otherwise, he can join Taraweeh in the beginning of the day once they finish the Isha prayer.
Yes.
Okay. And of course, as we said, that Salatul Layl, Mathna Mathna, this is the statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if the person can, the Taraweeh should be prayed two rak'ah, and make taslim, two rak'ah, make taslim, two rak'ah, make taslim, and so on.
Yes, definitely, Doctor. Though, let me just ask you a quick question, very quickly. Why is it then the mosques throughout, you know, the West and here and the Eastern world pray straight after the prayer Isha Taraweeh? Why is this, if it should be prayed in the third part of the night?
Well, this is what we are saying. It seems that because it is difficult for people to wake up at the last part of the night, okay, and they just want people to pray as many people as they can.
Yes.
Okay, pray immediately after Isha. That's fine, inshallah, it's not a problem.
Inshallah.
But a person can do, as you said, he can join the imam and pray Taraweeh with the imam.
Yes.
Finishes with the imam. Allah. And then he can stand up to make it odd. Oh.
Yes.
The number, or make it even. The number should be even. And then he can go to bed or whatever. And then at the last part of the night, he can make his own Qiyam al-Layl. This is, of course, we recommend this.
Yes.
Why? In particular in the month of Ramadan, because of the virtues that we just mentioned regarding night prayer during the month of Ramadan.
Very quickly, Doctor, we are pushed for time here. I just want to say, what should we say? What prayer should we say when making Taraweeh?
You mean what? Which Quran?
Yes, what to recite?
Yeah, which surahs? See, in Taraweeh, it is advisable to finish the Qur'an, just for people to hear the Qur'an.
Yes.
However, this is just an advice. People should not rush as we see them now.
Right.
They read quickly, 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 and people do not understand what the imam is reciting. This is wrong. We have to make it clear that this is wrong. Yes, we need to finish the Qur'an, but if we are going to finish the Quran on the expense of respecting the Quran, of understanding what we are reading, then we should go for what? For reading Quran slowly in order to let the Quran touches our hearts and affect our iman and benefit from the Quran.
Definitely, Doctor. I totally agree with that. You should never rush when doing these prayers. Thank you so much for joining us today in the studio, Doctor.
Jazakallah.
That's all we have time for right now. Well, dear viewers, I guess today the important lessons we have learned from Dr. Hatham is not to rush the prayer and always seek knowledge. Inshallah, I'll leave you in the care of Allah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.